The government's pledge to spend 20 billion euro on housing over the next 5 years generates the lead story in today's Irish Times. The paper details how the Housing for All strategy, launched yesterday, was welcomed by the Construction Industry Federation, since it will increase output and was given a broad endorsement by the Peter McFerry Trust. The paper also quotes criticisms levelled at the plan by Sinn Féin's Eoin Óibrin and Mary Lou MacDonald. The Irish Examiner leans heavily on criticisms of the project in its lead story, as well as Sinn Féin. The paper also quotes James Benson, director of the Irish Home Builders Association, raising concerns about the availability of labour, since the document states that the construction sector is going to have to grow by nearly 75% to meet demand. And writing in today's paper, Rory Hearn, assistant professor in social policy at Maynooth University, suggests that the government's claim that it will deliver 33,000 homes a year is misleading, since because more than half of those are to be built by the private market, which he says means that the government has no control over this delivery. Labour's housing spokeswoman Rebecca Moynihan is also quoted saying that the document offers too much to developers. Record leaving cert grades to tighten race for college places. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, which reports that this year's results are 2.6% higher than last year. Education editor Catherine Donnelly cites how this year almost a quarter of students who took higher level chemistry got H1s, double the average between 2017 and 2019. 15.1% of higher level math students got H1s, compared with 8.5% last year, while the number of history students who achieved the top grade trebled from last year to 18.2% this year. Donnelly writes that the jump in grades will translate directly into points for college entry and create razor sharp competition for popular courses in next week's CAO round one offers. The Taoiseach's dismissal of the Catherine's Opoen appointment controversy yesterday as melodrama and overdramatics provides the Irish Daily Mail with the lead headline, Meriongate Melodrama. The sudden death of Margaret Lockery from Strabane, County Tyrone, a woman in her 50s who won £27 million in the Euro Millions draw in 2013, generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror. And that story is also covered on the front of today's Irish News. And the death of Pat Hume also receives coverage on the front of the News, Belfast Telegraph and Irish Independent this morning. And finally, there's a nice picture on the back of today's Examiner of students from the Maria Immaculata Community College in Dunmanway, County Cork, who raised €1,600 by running a culture night to help buy a brand new set of handbells for the St Mary's Church Sam Maguire Community Bells Group. And the six girls are pictured giving the new bells a ring.